Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, May 9th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, and I'll be reading verses 11 through 35. The title in this section says, Jesus Raises a Widow's Son. Soon afterward, Jesus went to a town called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd went along with him. As he approached the town gate, a dead person was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And a large crowd from the town was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, "Don't cry." Then he went up and touched the bier they were carrying him on, and the bearers stood still. He said, "Young man, I say to you, get up." The dead man sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. They were all filled with awe and praised God. "A great prophet has appeared among us," they said. "God has come to help his people." This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. John's disciples told him about all these things. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?'" At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me." After John's messengers left, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No. Those who wear expensive clothes and indulge in luxury are in palaces. But what did you go out to see? A prophet. Yes, I tell you, and more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you, among those born of women, there is no one greater than John. Yet the one who is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." All the people, even the tax collectors, when they heard Jesus' words, acknowledged that God's way was right, because they had been baptized by John. But the Pharisees and the experts in the law rejected God's purpose for themselves because they had not been baptized by John. Jesus went on to say, "To what then can I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children sitting in a marketplace and calling out to each other, 'We played the pipe for you, and you did not dance. We sang a dirge, and you did not cry.' For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, 'Here is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is proved right by all her children. And now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 145, a psalm of praise of David. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. All your works praise you, Lord. Your faithful people extol you. They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all he promises, and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall, and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food at the proper time. You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and faithful in all he does. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desires of those who fear him. He hears their cry and saves them. The Lord watches over all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. The reading today from Zechariah is Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. Through Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 1. And as we read these verses together, I want you to think about the cross. I want you to think about our Lord being pierced by the nails on the cross. And then I want you to think about the spiritual significance of our Lord's death and resurrection. I think both of these things are mentioned in this text. Starting with verse 10. And I will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on me, the one they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only child, and grieve bitterly for him as one grieves for a firstborn son. On that day, the weeping in Jerusalem will be great as the weeping of Hadad Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo. The land will mourn, each clan by itself, with their wives by themselves. The clan of the house of David and their wives. The clan of the house of Nathan and their wives. The clan of the house of Levi and their wives, the clan of Shimei and their wives, and all the rest of the clans and their wives. On that day, a fountain will be opened to the house of David and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem to to cleanse them from sin and impurity. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Do you remember the story in the Gospel of John where when Jesus had died on the cross, they decided to come and pierce him in the side? And they pierced him and there was a sudden flow of blood and water. And John says here, these things happened so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Not one of his bones will be broken. And as another scripture says, the one we just read, they will look on the one they have pierced. It kind of gives me chill bumps to think about a book like Zechariah that was written many years before Jesus came as a baby to live as a man, to die as a sacrifice for our sins. And yet God uses the testimony and the prophecy in Zechariah to be fulfilled when Jesus is on the cross. I'm just so thankful that we are reading in community and that we're reading the Old Testament and the New Testament hand in hand. And so as we pray, let us remember the great sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And also today, I want us to continue on in praying for relationships in our life. Today, I want us to pray for extended family, maybe cousins or aunts and uncles, specifically those who are in need, perhaps who are sick, and also those who may not know Jesus as Lord or may not be following him. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you so much for this time where we can come around your word and be reminded of your great sacrifice on our behalf. Thank you, Lord, that through your death and resurrection, we can be purified from our sin. We can't understand it completely, Lord, but we trust and have faith that you are working in us redemption and restoration. Thank you, Lord, for our extended family. We do pray for those in our family who need a healing touch from you. We ask, Lord, for you to be about that work in their lives. And we pray for our family members, Lord, who may not be walking with you. We ask, Lord, that if there are some who do not know you as Lord, that even today you would use something in their lives to remind them of your faithfulness. And help it. Let it start with us, Lord. Help us to be a people ready to share, or ready to just be a light, ready to be a friend, a good family member. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of companionship that you have given us through our family and our extended family. And we pray, Lord, the blessing of numbers, Aaron's blessing on them. Would you bless them and keep them and make your face to shine upon them and be gracious to them? Would you lift up your countenance upon them and give them peace? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.